6-3. The candle was burning low. Edison and his two assistants were working late again. The assistants were tired of working long hours, tired of being away from their families, tired of the four walls at Menlo Park, and even tired of Edison himself. The man was tireless, thought the reader. He expected everyone around him to be tireless also. True, his phonograph was a tremendous success. The assistant remembered the day it finally worked. Mary had a little lamb. And zing, the human voice had come from a machine. How would that machine affect the world? The income from the phonograph invention let the assistants live in a style they hardly ever dreamed of, but yet, why did that man promise a new invention every 10 days? And why something big every 6 months? Was he crazy? By now his assistants were beginning to think so. How many times had it been now to produce something that would light up the night? 100? 200? No, closer to 1,000. But the old man had said, "We don't have 1,000 failures. We now know 1,000 ways of not building the incandescent light bulb." Well, that sure is one way to look at it. The assistant loved books. This invention would allow a way to read and study by night, nothing short of a miracle. Think of it. More time to read. More time to study. Travel at nights to the clubs. Less crime because of lighted streets instead of dark, dangerous alleyways. The possibilities are endless. The old man had said, "Invention is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration." The assistants began to get to work again. Time to get back to the old grindstone. Who knows? Maybe this time. Password 3.